ever try to make a friend out of an enemy? It's hard. And most of us quit before we even start. Why bother, we say. And especially if someone hurts our feelings. This is the story of a mouse who made a friend out of his enemy. Let's listen and see how it happened. Announcing the story of the lion and the mouse.
I was out hunting all night and didn't catch a blasted thing. Oh, I'm so tired. I think I'll take a little nap before I go out hunting for breakfast. Oh, I can hardly keep my eyes open. Oh, here's some grass. This will make a good pillow. I'll just lay down and... my nap.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir. Maybe I can do a favor for you someday.
What? What did you say?
I said maybe I could help you someday to repay you for your kindness.
What? A mouse? A scroungy, scrawny, skinny mouse? Do me, a lion, the king of the beasts, a favor? Funniest thing I ever heard.
But maybe, sir, I can help you in some little itsy-bitsy way.
Listen, Runt. Get out of here before I change my mind about eating you.
I'm going.
It's a good thing he ran. Imagine thinking he could ever do anything for me. Oh, I've got to go and tell my friends about that. They'll get a good roar out of it. Oh.
months have passed, and something very interesting is going on in the jungle. Just listen.
Oh, what am I going to do? Pain is killing me. Oh, my foot. Look at it. It's all swollen, and I can't get that thorn out. Oh, what can I do? Oh, maybe if I lick it. Oh, that hurts. Oh, call the doctor. Call the hospital. Help! Help me, somebody! Help!
Squeak! Did I hear you call for help?
Oh, no. I need help. I need someone big. I need someone important. And what do I get?
Squeak, a mouse?
A mouse? Yuck. Listen, go and get one of my big friends and hurry up. I need help and I need it now.
But what's wrong?
Wrong?
Huh?
What's wrong? Can't you see? It's my foot.
Oh.
I've got a thorn on my foot and it's killing me. I can't get it with my teeth. Oh, help. Help me, somebody.
Where's this thorn stuck? Let me look.
See? Right there in the paw. Don't touch it. Leave my foot alone.
Oh, don't holler so. I thought lions were brave and tough.
Lions are brave. But who can be brave at a time like this? The pain is killing me. Killing me.
Oh, you'll be okay. Because I can get that thorn out. I can help you.
You can get it out? How?
Well, my teeth are tiny. And I can just grab that thorn and pull it out. Let me help you.
Well, I don't know. Well, it can't get any worse. Go ahead and see what you can do.
Okay, I'll try. Let me see. Where's it at?
Lion!
Hold still. You're wiggling all over the place. I can't get that thorn out if you keep moving. Stop being such a baby.
Baby? I'm not a baby.
Well, all right then. But would you keep your feet right here? I mean, your big foot right here, please? And don't jerk it away.
All right already. But I can't look. I gotta hide my head. It won't hurt, will it? Oh, come on, hurry up, the pain.
Just a minute. I gotta see where that thorn is, okay? I got it. Okay, now hold still. It's out! I got it out!
It is?
Uh-huh.
Let me look.
There.
Oh, my foot feels better already. Oh, let me lick it.
I'll just bury that thorn right here under the ground so nobody else can step on it. There. Now can I be your friend?
What? A lion be friends with a mouse? You gotta be kidding.
I would like you as my friend.
Well, I don't want you as my friend. Get out of here before I decide to eat you.
Ouch! My ear! I'm going!
That mouse better get. Just because he helps me, he wants to be my friend. Yuck. Now he'll probably want to start following me around. Oh, my poor little foot. Maybe if I just hop home and soak it in some hot water and Epsom salts. Yeah, that'd be good. Oh, the things that happen to us poor lions.
Well, many months have passed, and that lion is in trouble again. Just listen, you can hear him all through the jungle.
Oh, this is terrible, awful, horrible. What am I going to do? Oh, no. How did this happen? Look at me. I'm all tangled up in this net some hunters put out. Oh, maybe I can shake it off. It won't come loose. Oh, I know. I'll just chew it up. Oh, no. It just gets caught in my teeth. Oh, if I can't get loose, those hunters will get me and probably put me in some zoo. Oh, I'm doomed. I'm doomed. All my friends ran away. They were afraid. Oh, help. Help me, someone. Oh.
Hi. Do you need help?
Oh, no. I need someone important. I need someone big. And look what I get. A mouse. Oh, I'm doomed. I'm doomed.
But I can help. My teeth are little and sharper than yours. And I can just chew through that old net. I can help. Let me try.
Well, all right. I'm doomed anyway. See what you can do. But hurry up.
Okay. Let me see if I can find an end to this net first. Oh, here it is. Now I'll tell you what. You pull, and I'll pull. Okay?
All right. But it won't do any good.
Well, we can try. Go on now. Come on. Pull that one. Back, back. Oh, that didn't work. Now this way. Come on. With me. With me. Come on. Pull with me.
Told you so. I told you. There's no way to get me loose from this net. Nothing and no one can help me now. Oh, this is awful. Awful. I'm never going anywhere again.
Oh. Don't give up. Here, this time I'll chew it. I'll just get right here. Okay. Now, maybe over here. Okay. Now, let me try pulling it over your head. Duck your head now. Come on. Watch your nose. Watch out. There. It's coming looser. It's looser. It's loose. You're free.
It is? It is really? Yeah, it is. I'm free. I'm free. Hooray! Wait till I get those hunters.
Oh, you better leave those hunters alone before you get into worse trouble. But look at me.
Oh, you're all caught up in that net. Yeah, I can get you loose. There you are.
Oh, thanks. Now can I be your friend?
Oh, lions are not friends with mices.
But why not?
Well, just because. But you sure helped me when no one else would. How come?
Because we're supposed to help one another. That's how come.
All my friends ran away, and all I did was growl at you.
That doesn't matter at all. You were in trouble, you needed help, and I could help you. Can I be your friend? Please?
Well, I guess so. Maybe you could teach me what a friend really is. You know what? You're not so bad.
You're dying pickles. But wait. We'd better get out of here before those hunters come back looking for you. And looking for their net.
Right, little buddy. Let's take this net and hide it. So no one else would get caught in it.
Right on. See? You're learning to be kind already. Let's go. I got my end.
And I've got mine. Let's get lost.
Overcoming evil with good and doing good to those who hate us not only makes life easier for us now, but when we do this, it is pleasing to our Father in heaven. Here is a scripture to learn that will help us remember what Jesus Christ, God's Son, teaches us to do. The scripture is taken from the Bible and is found in Matthew 5, 44 and 45. Jesus said, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may learn to be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Jesus goes on to say that if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Even the wickedest person can do that. So remember, overcome evil with good and make friends out of those enemies. Ever try to make a friend out of an enemy? It's hard. And most of us quit before we even start. Why bother, we say, and especially if someone hurts our feelings. This is the story of a mouse who made a friend out of his enemy. Let's listen and see how it happened. Announcing the story of the lion and the mouse.
I was out hunting all night and didn't catch a blasted thing. Oh, I'm so tired. I think I'll take a little nap before I go out hunting for breakfast. Oh, I can hardly keep my eyes open. Oh, here's some grass. This will make a good pillow. I'll just lay down and... I'll just eat you. I haven't had my breakfast yet.
Oh, I got my ear. Ouch! Oh, sir, I wouldn't taste good. I'm too skinny. Too skinny.
Too skinny? Uh-huh. Let me see.
My side.
Yuck. You are too skinny. Uh-huh. You're just skin and bones. You taste awful.
Oh, yes, sir. Just skin and bones. Not fit for a king's breakfast at all.
You're right about that. I guess I won't eat you after all. Get out of my way. I'm gonna finish my nap.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir. Maybe I can do a favor for you someday.
What? What did you say?
I said maybe I could help you someday to repay you for your kindness.
What? A mouse? A scroungy, scrawny, skinny mouse. Do me, a lion, the king of the beasts, a favor? Oh, funniest thing I ever heard. Oh, 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 oh.
But maybe I can help you in some little itsy-bitsy way.
Listen, Runt. Get out of here before I change my mind about eating you.
I'm going.
It's a good thing he ran. Imagine thinking he could ever do anything for me. Oh, I've got to go and tell my friends about that. They'll get a good roar out of it.
Months have passed, and something very interesting is going on in the jungle. Just listen.
Oh, what am I going to do? Pain is killing me. Oh, my foot. Look at it. It's all swollen, and I can't get that thorn out. Oh, what can I do? Oh, maybe if I lick it. Oh, that hurts. Oh, call the doctor. Call the hospital. Help! Help me, somebody! Help!
Squeak! Did I hear you call for help?
Oh, no. I need help. I need someone big. I need someone important. And what do I get?
Squeak, a mouse?
A mouse? Yuck. Listen, go and get one of my big friends and hurry up. I need help and I need it now.
But what's wrong?
Wrong?
Huh?
What's wrong? Can't you see? It's my foot. Ooh. I've got a thorn on my foot and it's killing me. I can't get it with my teeth. Oh, help. Help me, somebody.
Where's the thorn stuck? Let me look.
See? Right there in the paw. Don't touch it. Leave my foot alone.
Oh, don't holler so. I thought lions were brave and tough.
Lions are brave. But who can be brave at a time like this? The pain is killing me. Killing me!
Oh, you'll be okay. Because I can get that thorn out. I can help you.
You can get it out? How?
Well, my teeth are tiny, and I can just grab that thorn and pull it out. Let me help you.
Well, I don't know. Well, it can't get any worse. Go ahead and see what you can do.
Okay, I'll try. Let me see. Where's it at?
Baby?
Oh, well, all right then. But would you keep your feet right here? I mean, your big foot right here, please? And don't jerk it away.
All right already. But I can't look. I gotta hide my head. It won't hurt, will it? Oh, come on, hurry up, the pain.
Just a minute. I gotta see where that thorn is, okay? I got it. Okay, now hold still.
It is?
Uh-huh.
Let me look.
Here.
Oh, my foot feels better already. Oh, let me lick it.
I'll just bury that thorn right here under the ground so nobody else can step on it. There. Now can I be your friend?
What? A lion be friends with a mouse? You gotta be kidding.
I would like you as my friend.
Well, I don't want you as my friend. Get out of here before I decide to eat you.
Ouch! My ear! I'm going!
That mouse better get. Just because he helps me, he wants to be my friend. Yuck. Now he'll probably want to start following me around. Oh, my poor little foot. Maybe if I just hop home and soak it in some hot water and Epsom salts. Yeah, that'd be good. Oh, the things that happened to us poor lions.
Well, many months have passed, and that lion is in trouble again. Just listen, you can hear him all through the jungle.
Oh, this is terrible, awful, horrible. What am I going to do? Oh, no. How did this happen? Look at me. I'm all tangled up in this net some hunters put out. Oh, maybe I can shake it off. Oh, it won't come loose. Oh, I know. I'll just chew it up. Oh, no, it just gets caught in my teeth. Oh, if I can't get loose, those hunters will get me and probably put me in some zoo. Oh, I'm doomed. I'm doomed. Oh, my friends ran away. They were afraid. Oh, help! Help me, someone! Oh.
Hi! Do you need help?
Oh, no. I need someone important. I need someone big. And look what I get. A mouse. Oh, I'm doomed. I'm doomed.
But I can help. My teeth are little and sharper than yours. And I can just chew through that old net. I can help. Let me try.
Well, all right. I'm doomed anyway. See what you can do. But hurry up.
Okay. Let me see if I can find an end to this net first. Oh, here it is. Now I'll tell you what. You pull, and I'll pull. Okay?
All right. But it won't do any good.
Well, we can try. Go on now. Come on. Pull that one. Back. Back. Oh, that didn't work. Now this way. Come on. With me. With me. Come on. Pull with me. Oh, dear. That didn't work either.
Oh, I told you so. I told you. There's no way to get me loose from this net. Nothing and no one can help me now. Oh, this is awful. Awful. I'm never going anywhere again.
Oh. Don't give up. Here, this time I'll chew it. I'll just get right here. Okay. Now, maybe over here. Okay. Now, let me try pulling it over your head. Duck your head now. Come on. Watch your nose. Watch out. There. It's coming looser. It's looser. It's loose. You're free.
It is? It is really? Yeah, it is. I'm free. I'm free. Hooray! Wait till I get those hunters.
Oh, you better leave those hunters alone before you get into worse trouble. But look at me.
Oh, you're all caught up in that net. Yeah, I can get you loose. There you are.
Oh, thanks. Now can I be your friend?
Oh, lions are not friends with mices.
But why not?
Well, just because. But you sure helped me when no one else would. How come?
Because we're supposed to help one another. That's how come.
All my friends ran away, and all I did was growl at you.
That doesn't matter at all. You were in trouble, you needed help, and I could help you. Can I be your friend, please?
Well, I guess so. Maybe you could teach me what a friend really is. You know what? You're not so bad.
You're done, Pickles. But wait. We'd better get out of here before those hunters come back looking for you. And looking for their net.
Right, little buddy. Let's take this net and hide it so no one else will get caught in it.
Right on. See? You're learning to be kind already. Let's go. I got my end.
And I've got mine. Let's get lost.
Overcoming evil with good and doing good to those who hate us not only makes life easier for us now, but when we do this, it is pleasing to our Father in heaven. Here is a scripture to learn that will help us remember what Jesus Christ teaches us to do. The scripture is taken from the Bible and is found in Matthew 5, 44 and 45. Jesus said, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may learn to be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust." Jesus goes on to say that if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Even the wickedest person can do that. So remember, overcome evil with good and make friends out of those enemies.